Codependent No More, How to Stop Controlling Others and Start Caring for Yourself by Melody Beatty. Narrated for you by Melody Beatty.
Dedication. This book is dedicated to me and to all the people who have learned from me and allowed me to learn from them.
It is not easy to find happiness in ourselves, and it is not possible to find it elsewhere. Agnes Riplier.
Preface. On Valentine's Day, 1986, on assignment from the publisher, Terry Spahn, a neighbor who worked at Hazleton, drove to my home in Stillwater, Minnesota, to wrest from my hands the Daisy Wheel printed pages that would become Codependent No More. I'd written it on a floppy disk on a K-Pro, one of the first home computers released into the world. I was enamored with this new writing technology that allowed me to edit endlessly and, unlike word processors, distract myself on breaks by playing Pong.
That's also why Terry needed to show up and physically take possession of the manuscript. After clutching it close and dancing for a moment while Terry tried to take it from my arms, I let go and released the book into the world.
Codependent No More has worn well since that day in Stillwater, Minnesota. It established proof of concept. I still feel good about the rhythm and essential truth of the book. Yet, over the past two decades, and especially with the technological advances that have had such a widespread impact on our lives, I found myself wincing at the sometimes archaic, dated language and references, the cautious way I told my story, the waffling I sometimes did in my life and the book about whether it was okay, really okay, to love ourselves, and if so, how much and exactly what that means. We were in the grips of a different consciousness when I researched and wrote the book in the 1980s, but we were beginning to question ideas we'd taken for granted. Women were moving from being chattel with few rights to full personhood, and people were hungry for information to help them make sense of life in a rapidly changing world. Bookstores didn't yet have self-help sections, but people were becoming curious about their inner lives. Though the essential truths of the book remained solid, some of the trappings felt so dated that they obscured the helpful information. The book needed an update. "Do you think younger readers will even know who Bob Newhart is?" I asked my new editor, referring to a chapter's epigraph. "No," she said, "but they'll know how to Google him." There have also been many changes in my life since Codependent No More was first published that have shaped me and my beliefs. Relocating to California, the death of my ex, my children's father, the death of my father, two of my three original qualifiers for codependency, and caring for my mother at the end of her life, my original love-hate relationship. The most profound loss, though, was the death of my son Shane the day after his 12th birthday. It plummeted me undeniably into the world of grief, crippling me with trauma. Through this dreadful crucible, I would gain an understanding of the ways trauma, anxiety, and PTSD intersect with codependency. Of course, I had no appreciation for these lessons when I was learning them. Trauma wasn't even in our vernacular, save for soldiers returning from war, until 9/11, when we experienced it collectively. The recovery community had begun to recognize that the chaos and fear instilled in us from growing up in an alcoholic family or living through sexual assault or physical abuse was like being at war. Personally, I realized that I needed to address the residual trauma in me to find my own healing and peace. That's what ultimately inspired the writing of the new chapter, Soothe Yourself, in this book. I'm grateful to have written it. While working on the revision, I also decided to come out about my codependency story. Because the people I was most codependent on were still alive back in 1986, I disguised them and myself. I felt I didn't have the right to tell their stories. I'm now including those stories here.